Okay, so I think it's safe to say we're all hearing a lot about AI these days.
Yeah, it definitely it's everywhere.
But on this deep dive, we're going to cut through the hype and look at what AI really means for the future of work. We'll be drawing on a ton of research and expert insights,
Great.
including a 2023 study from the Bank of Korea.
Okay.
And you know, one of the things that really surprised me
Oh, yeah.
is that high-income jobs, the ones we often think are safe,
Yeah.
might actually be the most at risk.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, we've always assumed automation would hit blue-collar jobs first,
Right, exactly.
but AI is really changing things up.
Yeah. So tell me about this Bank of Korea study.
Well, they found that something like 12% of South Korean jobs,
Yeah.
which is about 3.4 million, are highly susceptible to being replaced by AI.
That's a lot of jobs.
It is. And get this, a big chunk of those are in high-income brackets.
Really?
Yeah, like doctors, lawyers, financial analysts, all sorts of professions.
So what is it about these high-paying jobs that suddenly makes them so vulnerable?
Well, it boils down to the tasks involved. You see, AI is becoming incredibly good at analyzing massive data sets,
Right.
recognizing patterns, making predictions. You know, things that might take humans years to learn,
Yeah.
AI can do almost instantly.
So like a lawyer spends years learning to research case law, but AI can go through mountains of legal documents in seconds.
Exactly. And it's not just about speed. Think about financial analysts who spend hours poring over market trends, trying to make investment recommendations. AI can process all that data way faster and often more accurately, too.
So does that mean we're all going to be replaced by robot lawyers and doctors?
Haha, well, not so fast.
Okay, good.
Just because AI can do something technically doesn't mean it'll fully replace humans.
Right.
There are other things to consider, like responsibility and liability.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For instance, AI might be able to diagnose a brain tumor
Okay.
just as well as a neurosurgeon, but the ethical and legal implications of letting AI make life or death decisions, I mean, that's huge. We're not there yet, and who knows if we'll ever get there.
Right. It's one thing to analyze data and another to be held accountable for the outcome.
Absolutely. So for a lot of high-income jobs, even if AI takes over some of the work, we're more likely to see the role itself change
Right.
rather than disappear completely.
You know what really stood out to me in that Bank of Korea study?
What's that?
They included Korean medicine practitioners like Hanyu doctors in the high-risk category.
Oh, wow.
And you think about what they do, acupuncture, moxibustion. It just makes you wonder how AI could be used in those fields.
Yeah, it really highlights how broad the potential applications of AI are becoming.
For sure.
I mean, we're seeing it being explored in areas you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Absolutely. But the Bank of Korea study also pointed out some jobs that are less likely to be automated. Journalists, clergy, university professors, singers, and vocalists.
Interesting.
Why are those roles considered safer? I mean, after all, AI is already writing articles and composing music.
Sure, but those are specific tasks within a much larger profession.
Okay.
What all of those jobs have in common is they rely heavily on things like social skills, creativity, interacting with people in complex ways, and building relationships over time.
So basically, these roles can't easily be broken down into those repetitive, data-driven tasks that AI excels at.
Think about journalists for a second. It's not just about putting facts together. They have to cultivate sources, conduct interviews, synthesize information, craft a compelling narrative.
Right.
You know, those are skills that require uniquely human qualities, at least for now.
So what you're saying is the impact of AI won't necessarily mean entire professions just vanish overnight. It's more like a gradual shift in the tasks within those jobs. But what challenges do you think that poses for both workers and employers?
Well, it's a huge question. Take the animation industry, for example.
Okay.
You might think AI would replace animators completely,
Right.
but it's more likely to change the skills animators need. So certain tasks within animation could become automated while others remain distinctly human.
So certain professions are going to become even more specialized,
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
with AI handling the routine data-heavy stuff and humans focusing on higher-level thinking and creativity.
And that's going to require a lot of adaptation from workers.
And speaking of adaptation, the Bank of Korea report also mentioned that while AI might reduce the need for some workers, it could actually empower individuals to take on tasks they couldn't before.
That's a really important point. Think about app development.
Okay.
In the past, you'd need a whole team of programmers to build a complex app.
Right.
But now, with all the AI-powered coding tools out there, Someone with a good idea and some basic coding skills could potentially create an app on their own.
Wow. So it's almost like AI is democratizing certain professions.
It is in a way, and that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely not all doom and gloom.
Not at all. AI is a tool at the end of the day. Oh. And like any tool, it can be used to amplify human capabilities.
For sure. But that brings up another big question.
Oh.
What happens to the people whose jobs are displaced by AI? How do we handle the possibility of widening income inequality?
Those are the questions a lot of people are wrestling with. And one potential solution that's gaining traction is universal basic income.
UBI. We'll dive into that more after a quick break.
That's good.
So we were talking about AI reshaping the job market, maybe even causing some job losses.
Right.
But also maybe creating new opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
But what if AI gets so good at so many jobs that a lot of people end up unemployed? How would we deal with that as a society?
It's a tough question, and a lot of people are trying to figure it out. One solution that's being talked about more and more is universal basic income.
Oh, yeah? UBI. What is that exactly?
Basically, it's the idea that everyone gets a regular payment from the government.
Okay.
No matter if they have a job or how much money they make.
That sounds like a pretty big change.
It is. It's basically a safety net so everyone can afford things like food and housing.
I bet some people are worried about that, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, wouldn't that make people lazy? What about personal responsibility?
Right. Those are valid concerns.
Would society just fall apart if everyone is getting free money?
We have to address those concerns because UBI isn't about getting rid of work completely. It's about giving people a foundation so they can find work that has a meaning for them or learn new skills that are in demand.
I see. So they don't have to worry so much about just scraping by.
Exactly. It's about creating a more resilient workforce and a more equitable society.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And has there been any research on this?
There has, actually. And some of it is pretty promising. There have been UBI experiments all over the world with some pretty interesting results.
Like the one OpenAI did in Texas?
Yeah, that's the one.
Where they gave people $1,000 a month, no strings attached.
Exactly. And one of the most interesting things they found was that people didn't just stop working.
Right.
Nope, they didn't just sit around doing nothing. People used the money for necessities, and some even used it to go back to school or start their own businesses.
That's amazing. So maybe when people's basic needs are met, they feel more free to take risks.
Right, or to chase their dream.
Or invest in their future.
It's a possibility that a lot of people don't consider.
And you know, we already have something similar to UBI in a lot of countries.
Oh yeah, like what?
Pensions for retirees.
Right. You're right. We don't worry about retirees being lazy just because they get a monthly check.
Exactly. It's about having a safety net at different points in life.
It is, but we have to remember that even though there are potential benefits, UBI is complicated. And there are potential problems, too.
Like what kinds of problems?
Well, one concern is how it might affect motivation, especially for younger generations.
How so?
If you know you'll always have that basic income, will you be as motivated to learn and work hard to reach your goals?
I guess we are all motivated by different things.
We are. For some people, it might be money. For others, it could be a sense of purpose or wanting to make a difference or being creative.
So how that motivation might change in a world with UBI is a big unknown.
It is. Would people still try to be the best if money wasn't as much of a factor?
Yeah.
Would they be more likely to follow their creative passions or focus on helping their community?
It's hard to say.
It really is. It seems like there are a lot of what-ifs when it comes to UBI.
Definitely both good and potentially challenging. It's a discussion worth having for sure, especially with AI changing so rapidly.
I agree. And aside from motivation, there are other things to consider, like how to pay for UBI.
Yeah.
Would taxes have to go up a lot?
Right.
Could we afford it over the long term? These are all questions economists and politicians are still debating.
It's not a simple solution at all.
It's not. It's more about thinking differently about work and how to make sure everyone has a chance to succeed in a world that's constantly changing.
So far, we've talked about how AI might change jobs.
Yeah.
The possibility of even high-income jobs being affected. And the idea of UBI as a possible way to deal with these changes, that's a lot to think about.
It is.
And it looks like AI is going to affect just about every part of our lives.
It probably will, from our jobs to how our whole economy works.
It's a time of huge change. And it's understandable to feel uncertain about the future. But I think we should remember that we have the power to shape that future.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the fear of the unknown, but we need to focus on what we can control.
You're right, and one thing we can control is how prepared we are. being able to adapt is going to be more important than ever in the coming years.
So how can people get ready for the changes AI is bringing? What should they be doing?
Lifelong learning is going to be essential.
You mean like always be learning new things?
Exactly. No. The skills that people need today might be outdated tomorrow, so we have to keep learning throughout our lives.
It's not enough to just finish school and be done.
Nope. We have to keep growing and expanding our skills.
And are we talking just about technical skills? Not just technical skills. Things like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, emotional intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Those are going to be even more valuable in a world where AI is doing more of the routine work.
Because those are things that make us human.
Exactly. Those are the skills that are harder to automate.
And those are the skills that will let us work with AI.
Right. We can use its strengths, but still bring our own unique value.
Earlier, we were talking about the possibility of lots of people losing their jobs because of AI.
Yeah.
And we talked about UBI as one way to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we do something like UBI, there's still the question of what gives us purpose.
Right. If work isn't just about earning money anymore, what drives us?
It makes you think about what's really important to us.
It does. If your basic needs are taken care of, what do you want to spend your time and energy on?
It's a big shift in how we think about work.
It is. Instead of being driven by necessity, we can focus on our passions and values.
Maybe work becomes less about having a job title and more about contributing to something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. Whether it's through creative work or community involvement or solving problems that matter to us.
Wow. That's both exciting and kind of scary.
It is. It makes you think about the kind of world we want to live in.
That's what I think is so interesting about this time.
Yeah.
We're not just watching things happen. We have a chance to help create the future.
That's right. We can choose to see AI as an opportunity and build a world where everyone has the chance to thrive.
We've covered so much today. We talked about that Bank of Korea study.
We did.
About how AI might take away some jobs, but also empower people.
Right.
And about the whole idea of UBI.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I think we've been talking about what really matters in a world where AI is changing what work even means.
It's been a really interesting conversation.
It has. And I hope it's given everyone listening a lot to think about.
I hope so, too.
We want to hear from you. What really struck you? What questions are you thinking about? What kind of future do you want to create? Keep exploring these ideas and let's keep talking about them. The future is ours to make. So it seems like AI is going to be a part of pretty much every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet.
From how we work to how our whole economy functions.
Right. It's a time of massive change, and it's okay to feel a little unsure about what's coming next.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's important to remember we're not powerless.
Right.
We have a say in how this all plays out.
It's true. It's easy to get caught up in all the what ifs, the fear of the unknown. But you're right, we should be focusing on what we can actually do.
Exactly. And one thing we can do is be prepared.
Okay.
Adaptability is going to be so important in the years to come.
So what does that look like practically? What can people do to be ready for these changes AI is bringing about?
Well, lifelong learning is going to be more important than ever.
You mean like always be learning new things?
Exactly. The skills that are in demand today might be totally obsolete tomorrow. So we have to embrace this idea of always learning.
So it's not enough to just finish school or university and think you're done?
No, not anymore. We have to keep growing and learning new skills all the time.
And is it just about technical skills or are we talking about other things too?
It's not just about the technical stuff. Things like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, emotional intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the skills that are going to be in high demand.
Especially as AI takes over more of the routine work.
Right, because those are the things that make us human. Those are the skills that are hard to automate.
So we can use AI's strengths, but we still bring something unique to the table.
Exactly. We talked earlier about the potential for widespread job losses because of AI.
Yeah.
And we discussed UBI as one possible solution.
Right.
But even if we do implement something like UBI, the question of purpose still remains.
Right. If work isn't just about earning money anymore, what's our motivation?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? If your basic needs are met, what do you want to spend your time and energy on? What are you passionate about?
It's a huge shift in how we think about work.
It is, instead of working, because we have the freedom to choose work that is meaningful to us.
Yeah, instead of being tied to a job title, maybe work becomes more about contributing to something bigger.
Right, like our communities or finding solutions to the problems that matter to us.
Wow. That's an exciting thought, but also a little bit scary.
I know, it's both. It really makes you think about what kind of world we want to build.
Yeah, I think that's what makes this such a pivotal moment. We're not just passive observers. We get to be active participants in shaping the future.
Exactly. And we can choose to embrace the possibilities that AI offers to create a world where everyone has the chance to thrive.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We talked about that Bank of Korea study.
We did.
The potential for AI to both displace workers and empower them.
Right.
And we even explored the concept of UBI.
It's been a great conversation.
It really has. And I think the most important takeaway is that we've really delved into the big questions about purpose and meaning in a world where AI is changing the very nature of work.
I agree. And I hope everyone listening has found it thought-provoking.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated with you? What questions are you wrestling with? What kind of future do you want to create? Keep exploring these ideas, and let's keep the conversation going. The future is ours to shape.